Praise the Lord. I praise and thank God for this wonderful time that God has given us to be together. Shouldn't be a big message, but pray that the Lord would speak to each one of you. I don't intend to waste any of your time, but you can make the best of it. I do have a couple of advices, you know. One of the things as parents that we do is we make sure that our children, as they grow up, they don't miss any doctor's appointments, right? Right, we make sure, like if it's a dental appointment, we do it. You know, if it's a regular checkup, we make sure we do it. And for the physical body, we are pretty passionate about making sure they get to all of the appointments. And as a brother in Christ, you know, priya papa mare, priya mammi mare, priya angulu mare, auntie mare, കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെയെല്ലാം എല്ലാ സഭായോഗത്തിൻ്റെ അപ്പോയിൻമെൻസിനും എത്തിക്കണം. അത് ദൈവസന്നിധിയിൽ ദൈവവചന അടിസ്ഥാനത്തിൽ അത് നീതി തന്നെ എന്ന് ഞാൻ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. ഞാനിങ്ങനെ എപ്പോഴും പറയും, ഇന്ന് ആ ഉണർവ് നടക്കുന്നെങ്കിൽ ഞാൻ പറയുന്ന ഒരു നൈറ്റ് ഡ്യൂട്ടി ഉള്ള വ്യക്തിയോട് ദൈവകരുണ തോന്നും. ഒരു എക്സാം ഉള്ള ഒരു കുഞ്ഞിനോടും കരുണ തോന്നുമെന്ന് ഞാൻ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. പക്ഷേ നമ്മളൊരു ഡോക്ടേഴ്സ് അപ്പോയിൻമെൻറ്റിന് വേണ്ടി നമ്മൾ എത്ര കാര്യങ്ങൾ മാറ്റിവെച്ച് നമ്മളൊക്കെ നമ്മുടെ കുഞ്ഞിനെ കൊണ്ടുപോകും, റൈറ്റ്? ദാറ്റ് ഷുഡ് ബി ദി ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ് ഫോർ ലെറ്റിംഗ് ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഗോ ടു പ്രയർ മീറ്റിംഗ്സ്. ജസ്റ്റ് എ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് എൻകറേജ്മെൻറ്റ് ദയർ. ഐ വുഡ് ലൈക്ക് ടു സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഓഫ് വിത്ത് അനദർ ഇലസ്ട്രേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻറ്റൻഡ് ഫോർ എ സെർട്ടൻ പേർപ്പസ് ആൻഡ് ഐ ഹോപ്പ് ഇറ്റ് ഡ്രൈവ്സ് ദ മീനിങ്. In the same medical field, let's suppose one of your dear and near ones has to undergo a surgery, has to go under the knife. And the surgery was told that it'll take 2 hours, and you have willingly, because it is your loved one, you have willingly taken an off from your workplace, and you go stay in the hospital. And 2 hours later, the doctor doesn't come out. The nurse sends a report telling the surgery is taking a bit longer than what it's expected. A question I want to ask at that stage, when you hear that question, is this, how many of us will say, why, like, I'm not happy that it's going longer? If the doctor said, no, we have to spend another 30 more minutes to do this surgery, and so that it's a perfect completion of, it's a complete successful surgery, I think all of you will say, please go ahead, doctor. ഇതേ നമ്മൾ ആത്മീയ വിഷയം 10 മിനിറ്റ് കൂടെ കൂടിയാൽ നമ്മളെ തന്നെ വഞ്ചിക്കുകയല്ലേ? Are we not proving that worldly matters is bigger than our spiritual matters? Does that make sense? I hope that conveys the message. We often have to cut down great sermons. God has appointed Saji Pastor. I don't know how many of you know that, but he's the prophet to the church. Multiple times as I stand next to him and translate, I know he's prophesying to the church. He doesn't call himself a prophet, or he doesn't have maybe the styles that you have seen, but he's a clear prophet, because I know some of your lives and I know what he speaks to. Let's read. Today's title is Obedience to Godly Authority. Be in a prayerful attitude. I ask all of the parents over here, pray that your children are undergoing and experiencing a spiritual surgery. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. So when that surgery is happening, your prayer should be not that the surgery gets stopped, but your prayer should be that the surgery is complete and successful. Let's read. Heads up to those who are quick readers, you know, Sandeep and Feba at the back, you guys will not get the opportunity to read. My class will be reading the Bible verses from now on for my sessions. 1 Samuel chapter 15, Abel, I would like you to read from verses 1 to 3. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, from your Bible, not from the screen, please. Thank you. Get the mics on, guys. Thank you. Let's close our eyes. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. I pray, Lord, that you would take lead of the session and do the surgery. Let no one leave as though they have not experienced none. Lord, be merciful to me and to your people. I pray, Lord, that you alone are magnified. I pray, Lord, there wouldn't be any distractions. I pray, Lord, the parents too are able to, the older folks are too able to wholeheartedly, spiritually pray and intercede as the session is done, just as a near and dear one would stand outside the operation theater and pray till the surgery is successful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, giving you a context, this is a very familiar passage to all of us. Maybe nothing new, but it is the word of God. So Samuel over here is the prophet assigned to the nation. Samuel over here goes and tells Saul, God has sent me to anoint you over king. And over here, Samuel gives an instruction to Saul. And the instruction is, go and attack the Amalekites, utterly destroy all of them. And so one of the things we have to know is there is a man of God that is authorized over you, right? There will be an authority that God places over you, and they will give you certain divine instructions which you may not receive. Saul didn't receive the word directly, but to him, Samuel spoke. So one of the things youngsters or, you know, older folks, anyone, everybody in the church should realize is God can speak to you through appointed authorities, godly authorities. Now, hear the instruction. Go attack Amalekites and utterly destroy all of them. Let's read, Jeremy, can you read verses 7 and 7 to 9, please? Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going.
He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
Okay, you can stop there. So right now you can see that Saul listens to the instruction and as an obedient person goes attacks the Amalekites. He takes Agag, king, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Now, Sharon, can you read verse 9 for me? See here you see that Saul and his people, they go ahead and what they do is that they spare the best of the sheep. The instruction is destroy everything. But they spare what they think is good in their eyes. Partial obedience is disobedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. Watch what happens. This is what, and verse 9, the last second part that Sharon read was, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed. Meaning, avarra kannil cherudu okka thoniyathu. You know, in as a child of God, in our lives, it is not the small that you have to destroy. You have to destroy what is precious in your eyes. അത് നിനക്ക് മാത്രമേ അറിയൂ. യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ വാട്ട് ഈസ് വാല്യുബിൾ ആൻഡ് ആ സ്നേഹിക്കുന്നതിനെ യാഗപീഠത്തിൽ വെക്കണം. വാട്ട് യു ലവ് യു നീഡ് ടു പുട്ട് ഓൺ ദി ആൾട്ടർ. നൗ ദാറ്റ് മേ ബി യുവർ ഗ്രേറ്റ് സ്കിൽ ദാറ്റ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹാസ് അപ്രീഷിയേറ്റഡ് ഓൾ ദ ടൈം. യു നീഡ് ടു ഡിസ്ട്രോയ് ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ദാറ്റ് will cause you to fall. എന്തുകൊണ്ടാണ് അമാലക്കൈറ്റ്സിനെ കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഡിസ്ട്രോയ് ചെയ്യാൻ പറഞ്ഞേ? ദിസ് ഇസ് യു നോ വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദി അമാലക്കൈറ്റ്സ് നേച്ചർ ഈസ് വെൻ ദ പീപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് ഗാഡ് പ്രോഗ്രസ് ദി അമാലക്കൈറ്റ് നേച്ചർ ഇസ് ടു കം ബിഹൈൻഡ് ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ഡിസ്ട്രോയിങ് യു ഫ്രം ദ റിയർ എൻഡ് നോട്ട് ഫ്രം ദ ഫ്രണ്ട്. യു നോ പീപ്പിൾ സേ റൈറ്റ് ഡെവിൾ ഡസൻറ്റ് കം ലൈക് ദ ഡെവ യു നോ ലൈക് ദ വൺ യു സീ ഇൻ ദ ഓണിഡ ടി വി പരസ്യം. Where it's two horns, that's not how devil comes. He comes like the Amalekite. He sneaks behind. Adine, you have to destroy. In the Song of Solomon, there is a verse that's saying, Mundiravalliye nashipikina cherugurkanmar. The wine, the small little foxes that destroy the wine. Catch those. Everybody's here to catch the big one. Eda ninde veetile karyam set aak. Catch those little foxes. The Amalekite has to be completely destroyed. And you destroy the things which is, you know what, utterly worthless and that's despised in your eyes. But you are called to destroy what is precious in your eyes so that God will be alone magnified. See, if your precious is there, then Devathin avada sthanam illa. If you have a precious thing in your room, then God doesn't have a place. You take the precious out, now God can be king in your life. You have to know what is precious. And this is the word of God. Sometimes it is not God speaking to you directly. It'll be God speaking through the prophet that God has assigned over you. Here, the man of God's response. Judy, can you read verse 10 and 11? Same chapter, 1 Samuel 15, 10 and 11. See, Deva Manishan's attitude, the attitude of a man of God. I thank God for Saji Pastor and Betty Andy. It's not that they don't know when disobediences happen. They are grieving in secret. And sometimes I'm telling you, as a prophecy, he will be grieving over the older folks too. Chalare poi address cheyan pattilla. Nyarangua. I don't know the words by heart, but Hebrews chapter 13, it says, obey those who rule over you, be submissive because they give account. Don't make them do it with a grieving heart, but let them do it joyfully. Ennu vechal avarku ningalathrayam kruba kaanathillayirikkam ningalathrayam velippaadu kaanathillayirikkam pashcha ningalku vendi iduvil nilkuyana adugondana vera sabagalil odi pogal ennu parayune. Because they grieve over you. The visiting church will bless you. Thank you, brother, for coming. How can I pray for you for now? You have men of God here, women of God here, who are having sleepless nights for each one of us. And as a child of God, one of the things we have to realize is being obedient to godly authority. And now, we always think of pastor as the godly authority. But in your homes, there is a godly authority. You know the 10 commandments. The fifth one is honor your parents. They are godly authority. You look at the order. God said first four commandments were first for God. And the fifth one is parents. And then it's relationship to others. Honor divine authority. And if you do partial obedience, you cause them to grieve. You want them to do it joyfully. There are times where I would like to have a motorbike at the age 18. My dad said no. I said, if he said no, then it's okay. Because that's the craze at that age. But my dad said no. And that's okay. I honor it. By doing perfect obedience. I greatly regret that this is God speaking to Samuel, and a true godly man, if you look at his heart, he'll be grieving when he sees the fall of people. Even parents, you know, older folks, don't be quick to advertise the other's faults. Your child will be the next on that same trap. Please don't. I have seen this among my relatives. They're quick to say, oh, avende mon, ivende mol, pedikenda, soochikya, ninde kochu mol aayirikku cheyan povu. Don't grieve godly authorities. This Samuel over here, verse 12, I'll read it. So when Samuel rose early in the morning, he goes to meet Saul. It was told Samuel saying, Saul went to Carmel and indeed he set up a monument for himself. You know why? Because he's now got these small successes. Now he thinks he's big. രണ്ട് ശുശ്രൂഷ ചെയ്തു അപ്പോഴത്തെ തന്നെ പിന്നെ അങ്ങ് ലീഡർ ലേബൽ എന്നാ ഇൻ ഗോഡ്സ് ഐസ് ദി ഗോഡ് ഇസ് ഗ്രീവിംഗ് ഗോഡ്ലി അതോറിറ്റി ഇസ് ഗ്രീവിംഗ് ബട്ട് ദ വൺ ഹൂ വാസ് സപ്പോസ് ടു പെർഫെക്റ്റ്ലി ഒബേ ഹാസൻ്റ് ഒബേയ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ഹീ തിങ്സ് ഹീ ഇസ് ഡൂയിങ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ബിൽഡിംഗ് ഹിസ് ഓൺ മോണ്യുമെൻ്റ് എന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ എന്നെ ഓർക്കണം റിമെമ്പർ മീ റിമെമ്പർ മീ റിമെമ്പർ വാട്ട് ഐ ഹാവ് ഡൺ Brothers and sisters, we have no monument to make, only lie down on the altar. Yagapeedathe kedakkuvallathe vere onnum illa namukku cheyyan. So Saul is building a monument. Samuel, man of God, has already got the news. Pedikenda. The godly authorities know ahead of time when you're building a monument. Huh? It could be your Sunday school teacher. It could be your parents. It could be the church leader. It could be a youth director. They know ahead. God is faithful to reveal you before you tell them. Parents, children, older folks here. ഈ പേരൻസ് എന്നുള്ള വേർഡ് എവറി ഓൾഡ് മെച്യുർ പേഴ്സൺ നിങ്ങൾ സഭയുടെ പ്രവാചകന്മാരാ യു ഹാവ് ടു സീ വി ഓൾ ഹാവ് ടു സീ ബിഫോർ അവർ ചൈൽഡ് ബിഫോർ വൺ ഓഫ് അവർ ചേർച്ച് മെമ്പേഴ്സ് സ്റ്റെപ്സ് ഇൻ ടു സിൻ അവർ പാപത്തിലേക്ക് കരം നീട്ടുന്നതിന് മുമ്പേ വെളിപ്പാട് കാണാൻ തയ്യാറുള്ളവരായിരിക്കണം കാരണം എന്തറിയോ ഇങ്ങനെ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നതിനെ കുറ്റം പറയാതെ ഇരിക്കത്തുള്ളൂ ദ വൺസ് ഹു ഹാവ് പ്രേഡ് വിൽ ഓൺലി ഗ്രീവ് വെൻ സംബഡി ഫോൾസ് ദ വൺസ് ഹു ഹാവ് ഇൻ പ്രേഡ് ഞാൻ അന്നേ പറഞ്ഞ ദർ ഇസ് എ റോൾ വെർ ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്മെൻറ്റ് ഹാസ് ആക്സ് യു നോ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ആപ്റ്റ് ദർ ഇസ് എ ടൈം വെർ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ആപ്റ്റ് ടു ടെൽ ദോസ് തിങ്സ് റൈറ്റ് സോ ആസ് എ ചൈൽഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് യു ആർ എക്സ്പെക്റ്റഡ് ടു ബി പെർഫെക്റ്റ്ലി ഒബീഡിയൻറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് വാട്ട് ഇസ് വർത്ത് യു നോ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഡിസ്ട്രോയിങ് വർത്ത്ലെസ് തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് മാറ്റേഴ്സ് It is what is precious in your eyes. You have to destroy that. Because you know why? They sneak back behind your spiritual life. Your skills will sneak back behind your own spiritual life to destroy you. And that will be perfect only if God allows you to use that. Samuel went to Saul, right? And Saul, verse 13. And Saul said to him, Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Pala devamakkalde attitude ida. Some of the, like our children of God, like lot of the brothers and sisters' attitude is, Brother, njan ellam cheydu. Sherikkum? Really? You did everything? Keep in mind, the one who is coming knows ahead of time. knows before you have uttered where you fall. പിന്നെ ചോദിക്കുന്നതും വരുന്നതും എന്താ പറയുക നിന്നെ തന്നെ നേരെയാക്കാനുള്ള ഒരു അവസരമാണ് Samuel, look at that. What? You know, he was a perfect believer, if you want to say, Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. You know what? A spiritual man has a spiritual ear too. You will hear it in the book of Revelation. ആത്മാവ് സഭയോട് പറയുന്നവൻ ചെവിയുള്ളവൻ And you know what is the verse? What is the next verse? Can you put that, Stacey? But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Shaul's totta apparatha aad ellam kadanna behala undaakkune. Shaul's jeevil onduru kolpoyilla. Idu sotrayagava. Sotrayagava. Samuel parayunnathu idu yagam polum alla. Idu anusaranakkedinte yagava. We don't need sheep to be bleating when it is asked to be cut down completely. Keep in mind, this is a grieving man's comment. He's saying is, what then am I hearing this? പിന്നെ ഞാൻ എന്തോ ഈ ആത്മാവിൽ കേൾക്കുന്നേ? What am I hearing spiritually? Why is my spiritual man hearing that you ain't doing great? God appointed authorities require godly obedience. It is not their perfection that causes you to obey. It is the commandment of God that demands you to obey. അതായത് പപ്പായ്ക്ക് കുറവുണ്ട്, മമ്മിക്കും കുറവുണ്ട്, നിനക്ക് മമ്മിയെക്കാട്ടിലും വെളിപ്പാടുമുണ്ട്, പക്ഷേ സ്റ്റിൽ ഒബേ. Obedience is not proven when you obey to a perfect authority. In fact, obedience is proven when you obey the least perfect, the imperfect. And that is where God is testing you. I'll give you an example. In the Corinthian church, there was an issue of a certain person committing a certain sin, right? And what did Paul say? Paul rebukes that person in the first letter. In the second letter, he says, okay, you have disciplined him. Now he says one thing, is forgive. And after that, there is a verse that is often we all quote. Pishajina tandrangale ariyathavar allallo. Edu verse-nod anubhavicha, edu anubhavathod anubhavicha, avanod shemikkunna vishayathil. Adayathu shemikkathirunnal, pishajina oru tandram undu mone. Forgiveness through bitterness, devil has a path into our lives. And now you may think, why we have imperfect people in church? You know why? To learn to forgive. You ask a spouse who is a godly spouse, it's like, is your spouse perfect? No. You know why? You have to learn to love that person. You have to learn to yield. Me and my wife will have this conversation. എടാ ബുദ്ധി ഇല്ലാത്ത ഭർത്താവിനെ തരുമ്പോൾ ഓർത്തോണം ആ കീഴ്പ്പെടാൻ വേണ്ടിയാണ്. It's to train you to yield to something you know is not right. But because God has told. And if it's the other way around, it's easy for you. It's easy for me. അത് ആർക്കും ചെയ്യാം. I tell to some of my students, it's like, I am not a perfect mentor. I am not a perfect teacher, but I still obey because you know why? God is with you. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. So the spiritual man has a spiritual ear. He hears those things that bleat so loudly, but you are deaf to it. നിനക്കത് കേൾക്കാൻ പറ്റുന്നില്ല, നിന്റെ അനുസരണക്കേട്. You are not able to hear it because you are becoming in disobedience. What happened was you became deaf to the things that you should have been sensitive to. Verse 18. Who's the other one? Elsa, can you read verse 18? Okay, thank you. And verse 19, Joel, can you read that? Okay, let's stop there. Number one question, why didn't you obey the Lord? Next. Okay, number three, and next one. I'm going to read this answer. Thank you, Joel. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? ഒന്നാമത്തെ ചോദ്യം, എന്തുകൊണ്ട് ദൈവശബ്ദം കേട്ടില്ല, അനുസരിച്ചില്ല. രണ്ടാമത്തെ, why did you swoop down on the spoil? Meaning, you are called to fly high. Why are you swooping down to take those worldly stuff? Fly high, guys. KPCT Church, fly high. Don't swoop down. നാളെ തീർന്നു പോകുന്ന അഭിമാനത്തിനും നാളെ തീർന്നു പോകുന്ന നല്ല വാക്കിനും ഡോണ്ട് സൂപ്പ് ഡൗൺ പ്ലീസ്. ഡോണ്ട് സൂപ്പ് ഡൗൺ ബിക്കോസ് ദാറ്റ് സ്പോയിൽ ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് ഈസ് എ ഡിസൊബീഡിയൻസ് റിമെയിൻസ് ഓഫ് ഡിസൊബീഡിയൻസ് ആക്ച്വലി. ആൻഡ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് വൺ ഈസ് ഡു ഈവിൽ ഇൻ ദ സൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ്. മീനിങ് യുവർ 90% വിക്ടറി is not magnifying to God. 100% jeikkunnavarayirikkum. You should be people, me and you should be people who are victorious in God. And what does Jesus Christ say to the seven churches? To him who overcomes, to him who overcomes. To him who overcomes, ജയിക്കുന്നവന് ഞാൻ നന്മകളുണ്ട്. You are called to overcome. That means perfect obedience. Partial obedience is disobedience. And to make it to, you know, like hitting the nail on the head, let's read verse 22 and 23. I'm going to read that. Samuel's response to Saul. Has the Lord... Oh, so keep in mind, this is the response before I go there. Is verse 15. I'll read. And Saul said, then they have brought them from the Amalekites. Who? The people. Right? This is Saul's responsibility. Avante uttaravadava. Okay? Brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Meaning, they brought what they thought was best to worship God. അനുസരണക്കേടിൻ്റെ ബാക്കി കിടക്കുന്നത് കൊണ്ട് യാഗത്തിൽ വരിക. ഇസ് അവർ സ്റ്റേജ് ആൻ ആൾട്ടർ ഫോർ ഡിസൊബീഡിയൻസ്? കീപ് ഇൻ മൈൻഡ് ദിസ് വേർഡ് വാസ് ദെയർ ഫോർ 3 weeks. ഇഫ് എനിവൺ ഹാസ് എനി തോട്ട്സ് അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ്. ഒബീഡിയൻസ്, പെർഫെക്റ്റ് ഒബീഡിയൻസ്, എനി പെർഫെക്റ്റ് ഒബീഡിയൻസ് ഇസ് എക്സ്പെക്റ്റഡ് ഓഫ് അസ്. വേഴ്സ് 22-23. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt sacrifices, offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? You not doing anything but obeying the Lord is more enough than doing 16, lifting 16 boxes from here to there. Not, our church needs to change certain things. A lot of the youths are involved in 100 different stuffs. Give them a break, give them the Bible. Read the word based off of the scripture as a child of God. I'm telling you, sacrifices should be of being you obedient to God. We are willing to be here on time for stuff, but we are not willing to be listening to the voice of God. We were doing more things faithfully here than listening to the voice of God. Look at this. As in obeying the verse 22, Stacy, has the Lord as a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than your worship, than 7 instruments together, than doing seconds, than doing high pitch, low pitch, whatever. Obeying is better. എന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ ഇവിടുത്തെ 4 ഇൻസ്ട്രുമെന്റ് കുറഞ്ഞാലും ആരാധിക്കുന്ന അനുസരിക്കുന്ന 4 ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ മതിയെന്ന്. സോറി, ട്രൂത്ത് is uncomfortable, and I'm telling you, it comes from a grieving heart. People who know me know I'm grieving inside. It's not easy to tell the truth, but it has to be told. Verse 23, people should know this, memorize it. Malsaram avijaram dosham pole ഷാഠ്യം മിഥ്യ പൂജ പോലെ. For rebellion is as the sin of the witchcraft. Godly authorities, your parents, you rebel, it is witchcraft. മത്സരബുദ്ധി ആഭിചാരം, rebellion to godly authority is witchcraft. And this is not my words. I love you all, but it is witchcraft. What worship is going on in your house? Even between spouses, what worship is going on? ഭാര്യ ഭർത്തൃ ബന്ധത്തിൽ ആഭിചാരം നടക്കുന്നുണ്ടോ എന്ന് ചോദിച്ചാൽ ദൈവം പറഞ്ഞ അധികാരത്തോട് മത്സരിക്കുന്നോന്ന്. പോഷത്വമല്ല അംഗീകരിക്കണമെന്ന് മാത്രമല്ല അതിന് ഉള്ളത്, ദൈവവചനം ആയതുകൊണ്ടാണ്. അന്നേരം ദൈവം സുബോധം കൊടുത്തോളും. ഐ ആം എൻ എക്സാമ്പിൾ ഫോർ ദാറ്റ്. Right? So partial obedience is disobedience. Every disobedience is rebellion, and every rebellion is witchcraft. And because we are in the presence of God, fear God. Fear God. Devathod nirannukolveen. As ambassadors of God, we call and tell you, reconcile with God. Be reconciled. Get yourself right with God. That is also scripture. 2 Corinthians, it says, be reconciled with God. Devathode nerunnolli. Now let's see obedience of a godly authority, and I'll close up with that session. Acts chapter 9, and this is for some some people who need to understand how God deals. Acts chapter 9, verses 6. Anne, can you read that for me? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Yeah, you can just read it out loud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. So, see, just to give you a context, this is the place where this is the other Saul in the Bible. By the way, there was a question in the Bible quiz. I said, was Saul's name changed to Paul in the New Testament? I don't want anybody to nod heads or anything. The answer is no. The Saul and Paul are both names of the same person. Paul is the Greek name. Saul is the Hebrew name. Okay. So now here, this is the part where Saul sees God face to face, falls on the ground. God is speaking to him and saying, arise and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. Okay. And after this, what happens is God sends the prophet Ananias and he goes and prophesies to him, Brother Saul, verse 17, it says, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales and he received his sight at once and he arose and was baptized. The only reason I am saying, taking this context over here is this. You see that God told him, get up and go, you will be told what to do. Let me ask you one thing. Why didn't Saul say, no, I want you to personally tell me what to do? Because you know why? There are godly authorities through which he will speak. Saul didn't get the direct commandment for baptism from God himself. Some people who are very Christian, nominal Christians, they will say, ennodu deivam paranja njan snanapadam eda deiva paulosnodu paranjillo snanapadan. Godly authorities, parents are prophets, uncles and aunties are prophets, pastors are prophets, godly authorities are prophets. God will speak through them. God will correct you through them, and you want to obey because that's what Saul did. Obedience to godly authority. Keep in mind, God demands and requires perfect obedience. And our obedience, if it's not perfect, you leave the imperfect. You bring that imperfect up here. And you are saying, Nyan ee vishayathinu vendi uposikkuva. Ente kunje ee melkoorakku appuraathu povilla. Obedience. Listen to the voice of God and stop doing activities in church. We have connected godliness to the number of activities that churches happen. Namakku vendiyathu prarthanayanu. Namakku vendiyathu upavasamanu. You look at Apostle Pravarthi, Acts chapter 7. What did the apostles say? You know what? We are going to set apart for prarthanayum vajanadhyanavum. And then for all the administrative stuff, they appointed few people. Who? Abhishekam niranjavaru. എന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ പപ്പടം കൊടുക്കുന്നവന് അഭിഷേകം വേണം, അച്ചാറിടുന്നവന് അഭിഷേകം വേണം. നമുക്കോ? ആ പുള്ളി ഒന്ന് കൊടുത്തേക്ക്, വേറെ വിഷയങ്ങളൊന്നും ഉണ്ടാകാതിരിക്കാൻ. ഗോഡ്ലി അതോറിറ്റി റിക്വയേഴ്സ് ഒബീഡിയൻസ് ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ഗോഡ് ടെസ്റ്റിംഗ് യു. ഐ വെന്റ് ത്രൂ ഇറ്റ്. ഐ എം ടെലിംഗ് യു, ഒബീഡിയൻസ് ഇസ് പെയിൻഫുൾ. പക്ഷേ യു വോണ്ട് ടു ബി ഫിൽഡ് വിത്ത് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഈവൻ ടു ഡു ദ സ്മോളസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് തിങ്സ്. ഇഫ് യു ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ആൻഡ് അനോയിന്റിംഗ്, പ്ലീസ് പ്രേ, ടാരി, ഗോ ഔട്ട് ടു എ മദർ ഓവർ ഹിയർ, ഗോ ഔട്ട് ടു എ ഫാദർ ഓവർ ഹിയർ, ഗോ ഔട്ട് ടു ദി ആൻറ്റീസ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ, ഗോ ഔട്ട് ടു ദി അങ്കിൾസ്, ഗോ ഔട്ട് ടു ദി പാസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്. സേ ഐ നീഡ് ടു ഹാവ് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ഡിസൊബീഡിയൻസ്. The result of disobedience of mankind was a man on the cross. That is how bad mankind is. Mankind is so bad that the most godliest man gets crucified. The most godliest, the one who spoke the very voice of God, gets crucified. Let's close our eyes. Loving Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you are magnified. I pray, Lord, that you alone are lifted. May your Holy Spirit work in our lives. Jesus, humble me. Break me, God. Give us contrite heart. Let there be hearts that obey, because you pour out the Holy Spirit to those who obey you. Let there be people filled with the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, anybody who is weak and tired in their heart or spirit, that you would encourage them by your word. I hope, Lord, I pray that I haven't put any wisdom of man in the sermon, and only your wisdom would be magnified. I pray, Lord, people will be willing to be obey wholeheartedly and hasty to obey wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I invite all the children for the testimonies?